Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I want to talk about the crossover. Let's tell somebody right now, we've crossed over. Now, with that understanding, there's no going back. The Lord spoke to the disciples and said, let us go over to the other side. And it was that word that he spoke to them that determined they would make it over through the storm, confronting Legion, you know, the whole nine yards. But they crossed over. And I want to talk tonight about the crossover. You know, as I was meditating on this, I think about sports, and you know, basketball in particular, where they have a move called the crossover. The thing about the crossover in basketball is it's a move that's utilized to get a person past someone else. You know, when you cross somebody over, you know, they talk about breaking ankles and, you know, it's the terminology they use, you know. The guy couldn't keep in front of you, you crossed him over, you crossed him up. There were a number of players that had really defined crossovers that opponents couldn't stay in front of them. And so we want to talk about the crossover because it's been geared or established to free us from an opponent. So this past week, as wonderful as it has been, you should be experiencing a level of freedom that you've not known before. Tell somebody I've crossed over. I broke my opponent's ankles. I left him on the floor. Amen. So we've crossed over. Now, what we want to look at are, and my job, well, I won't say job, but my mandate or my purpose is to keep reminding you of this until it becomes who you are. Not just a week of conference, fun and excitement, and then 2 weeks later you're back into the same old routines and mindsets and you know, back into the rut. You know, tell somebody, not so. We've crossed over never to go back. Now, the first proof that you've crossed over, and this is what you fight the good fight of faith for. First of all, before I give you the first one, first of all, we must take control of our thoughts. We do not have the luxury. God never has given us the luxury of negative thinking. If he is the God whom he says he is, which he is, and he says what he says, then we must constantly elevate our thoughts. But we can't allow how we feel. You know, as a child of God, you can't wear your feelings on your shoulder. The moment someone does something or they cross you or situation doesn't develop like you think, or you know, you're not feeling real well, you get negative. No, that's a child. A little baby, when it wets its diaper, is going to start crying. You ain't going to tell the baby, well, you should not wet. No, it's a baby. But after a while, you know, a 10-year-old or 12-year-old wetting the bed constantly, you need to talk to him. Something's wrong there. That's not good behavior. So There are convincing proofs of entering or crossing over. I'm going to synonymously use entering the portal because that's what we've done. It's been prophesied to us for months that a portal was going to open. And if you like me, you know that it's open. And it's open wide. Amen. And now you make the proper adjustments. Amen. Make the proper adjustments. Don't think about going back. Forget about the old. Stop thinking about yesterday or last week or what it looked like then and what. No, things have changed. God has moved some furniture. Amen. He's elevated your mind, and not just your mind and in this reality, but in the spirit realm. Your stature has changed. Tell somebody, my stature's changed. There's a new me that's come out. Amen. A better me. How many really believe that tonight? How many know that to be true tonight? Not one of us. I mean, you still smell like the conference. I can smell you. That fragrance don't last you. You know, when Mary anointed Jesus, that fragrance lasted him all the way through his crucifixion and burial. She anointed him with that spikenard. It was costly. It cost a year's wage. But it was so strong and such a fragrant smell. She had anointed him for his burial at a dinner. But it stayed on him. I like to think when he was on the cross and losing strength, he would smell that fragrance on his body. And think about the worshiper and how that worshiper kept him going, kept him strong until the time came. Amen? Okay, the first proof. And we want living proof. We don't want just to hold all of this that we've received in theory. We want to walk this out. We want to see this on the ground. The first proof that we have crossed over and that we are entered into this portal that God has opened is the spirit of slavery. All right? The spirit of slavery. That spirit, now let them say, that spirit always leads you to fear. Slavery always leads you to fear. Fear people, fear lack, fear sickness, fear the weather, fear the devil, you name it. But that spirit of slavery always leads you to fear. The way that we know that we have crossed over is that the power of the spirit of slavery is crushed. Tell somebody right now, no fear here. And it's crushed by the spirit of adoption. It's been crushed, mangled, strangled by the spirit of adoption. Now the spirit of adoption always leads you to God. Abba, Father. And you understand today that God is not at all mad at you. God is your Abba Father. Amen. Religious folk think God is mad with them, angry with them, giving the devil place to destroy. That's the spirit of slavery. That spirit's been strangled out by the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Daddy God. Tell somebody right now, God is for you. Since he's for you, who can be against you? Right now, understand everything that's working is working together. And it's working together for your good. Sometimes you can't see it, you don't understand it because your mind is caught up in the present or in what's before your eyes, rather than seeing with eyes of the Spirit. But when we cross over, we start to see differently. All right? So the spirit of slavery, the spirit of bondage, limitation, oppression is crushed, strangled, broken by the spirit of adoption. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a son. We are not trying to get to heaven. Going up the rough side of the mountain. 99.5 won't do. Got to make 100. No, we have been born from there. When we got saved, we were born from there. So our citizenship is already there. Right now, God needs us to, as we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's why we are here. We're born again from there, but we are left here to establish the kingdom of God in the earth. Amen? All right? So the spirit of slavery is crushed by the spirit of adoption. And the spirit of adoption always leads you to God the Father. You'd be surprised how much peace you would have and how close God is to you if you would pray. Let me say it this way. If you would pray about everything. Some people think that's deep and, you know, that's too deep. No. I mean, when you walk up on a situation, you don't know what to do or say, just ask God, Lord, help me here. I don't know what to say. Help me not to say something wrong. Help me not to do something wrong here. Lord, keep me. Oh, Lord, guide me through this. You'd be amazed how close he is to you. Rather than just taking thought or becoming anxious or worried, you'd be amazed how God is always right there, a very present help. The angels are right there all the time. The spirit of adoption. We're not being tried as fathers. We are being tested by the enemy as sons. See, Jesus was a good son because he never did anything that he didn't see his father do. How often do we forget about what our father is saying and try to do our own thing? I'm talking about our Heavenly Father. Take thought for ourselves. And then when we muff it all up, then we go to pray. And then God got to get us out the jam because we fleshed out, got carnal, and now we don't know what to do. That's never been God's plan. I mean, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. When that burden gets too heavy, you're carrying the wrong burden. I said, when that burden gets too heavy, you are carrying the wrong burden. God never gave you a burden that's too heavy. He'll carry the burden. He's the burden bearer. Amen. Tell somebody, trust him. The first thing, or the first proof that we've crossed over that you broke some ankles, the first proof that you entered that portal, number one, your faith now is genuinely in his word. How many people really put their faith in the word? Think a moment. How many put their faith in the word?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.